Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
All right, good day wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
I'm merely remarking upon the paradox of asking a masked man who he is.
Oh, right.
But on this most auspicious of nights, permit me then, in lieu of the more commonplace sobriquet, to suggest the character of this dramatis persona. Voila! In view, a humble vaudevillian veteran, cast vicariously as both victim and villain by the vicissitudes of fate. This visage, no mere veneer of vanity, is a vestige of the box populi now vacant and vanished. However, this valorous visitation of a bygone vexation stands vivified and has vowed to vanquish these venal and virulent vermin, vanguarding vice and vouchsafing the violently vicious and voracious violation of volition. The only verdict is vengeance, a vendetta, held as a votive, not in vain. For the value and veracity of such shall one day vindicate the vigilant and the virtuous. Verily, this vicious soise of verbiage veers most verbose, so let me simply add that it's my very good honor to meet you, and you may call me V.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure they will say so.
It's Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Revolution Radio, and time for Voices on the Wind, with your host, Ivy West.
But the crowd become one thing. Monsters. Monsters from the id.
Aloha, everyone, and thank you for listening to Voices on the Wind and the Heart of the Matter. Because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target, we have a terrific show for you. I'm Ivy West. I am your host. And we've got some crazy things going on in the system, obviously. You folks have been watching what's going on, I'm assuming. And I just don't understand how they can allow this stuff to keep going. Some people are doing something about it, which I support. Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed impeachment papers against Joe Biden. So we'll see where that goes. Also against Mayorkas, and there was one other guy. I'm looking to the chat room right now. You folks to give me a shout out there if you would. Let me know that we can hear me. Appreciate it. Said hello to everybody there. And, okay. So I am going to continue here with what I said, you know, and I got some points to bring up here. Let's see. Flippy, thank you. All right, people can hear me. I just want to make sure before I jump into this thing, yeah? Okay, well, so there's some points I want to bring up before I get into the show. Because this stuff's been bugging me. It should be bugging you, too. Well, the Durham report is out. And they can't hide what it says, although they're trying to downplay it. They're trying to act like it's no big thing, like it's nothing. You have 2016, they lied about Trump and the Russian dossier and claimed it was real, and they tried to rig an election. In 2020, they lied about Hunter's laptop and claimed it was Russian disinformation and succeeded in rigging an election. In 2023, they're lying and covering for Biden's corrupt crime family to rig the 2024 election. You see a pattern here, folks? You know, they run in patterns. You know, Democrats and bureaucrats will do anything it takes to win. Lying and cheating is what they do, and they keep getting away with it. Have you had enough yet? I have. I've had plenty of it already. I'm done. You know, we want our country back. We want back our traditions, whichever ones are left and not shredded. And we want people to leave us alone. And not tell us what to say, what your pronouns are. And leave us the hell alone. We don't want to drink your woke beer. That's right. We don't want any of that stuff. Like I said, leave those kids alone. Hey, teacher. Leave those kids alone. Pink Floyd. You know, whoever thought that that would be prophetic, right? Well, here we are. Hey, teacher, leave those kids alone. But they're not going to leave the kids alone. So it's up to us to do something. And just find something to do, folks. You know, well, what do you suggest? You know, be creative. Find something to do. You know, election. Donald Trump says election interference through the use of corrupt FBI and DOJ is the 2024 playbook for the radical left Democrats, rhinos, and other lunatics among us. Hopefully, Jim Jordan and our many Republican congressional patriots will stop them cold. The future of our country is counting on it. All honest FBI agents and representatives must step forward now. It is your time. It is your time. It's our time. It's our time now to take this country back and to get rid of the woke people, the LGBT, LSD, XZ ridiculousness. Okay? It's just gotten out of hand. I think it's extremely out of hand. And I hope everybody had a good Mother's Day. Because what they're planning now for us is ridiculous. Now we have Memorial Day coming up next weekend. And we'll see what new crisis they manufacture for that, you know? I just don't know what they... What, you know, just when you think they couldn't pull something worse, they do every damn week. every week. I know I've said this before, but I swear to God, I feel like I've got my hand over, shielding my eyes, looking down the street, wondering what chapter of Revelation is playing out this week. If that ain't true, I don't know what is. Maybe that's my new motto, because that's what's happening. It's just exactly what's happening, guys. And I'm sorry to say, but, you know, we're screwed big time. Look, they have taken over the planet, not just our country. They have taken over the planet. And if we don't take back what's ours or what you consider yours here in America, it's going to be over for the rest of the planet, because the planet follows what we do. Unfortunately, not anymore. Nobody wants to look at this craziness. Nobody wants to do anything about this craziness. Well, you're going to be forced to do something about it if you don't pay attention. Okay, and if you don't act, it's not just paying attention, but it's acting in whatever way you feel you can contribute. I'm not going to tell people what to do. I want you to be creative. I want you to think of things you can do. I don't care if it's calling your congressman and telling him he sucks and, you know, vote on this bill. I don't care what it is. It's got to be something that's going to make a difference, okay? Make some kind of a difference, and you'll know whether you're making a difference or not. You just have to go and do it. What's the saying? Just do it. Well, just do it, guys. Just do it. Make it happen. All right. So I said I wanted to get to some points here. You know, Eric Coomer. Do you guys know who Eric Coomer is? He's the Director of Strategy and Security for Dominion Voting Systems. Talking on an Antifa conference call, and here's what he said. Don't worry about the election. Trump's not going to win. I'm going to make freaking sure of that. He used a different word, obviously. So this guy, Eric Coomer, you know, and then, of course, Biden pipes up and says, we put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. You know, and stupid Joe Biden, he's so corrupt and he's too mentally feeble to keep it quiet. They put together the most inclusive voter fraud organization. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. And just because a body of men hold themselves accountable to nobody ought not to be trusted by anybody. Thomas Paine said that. Don't trust them. Don't trust them at all. So we have Dianne Feinstein, 60 years in government, Chuck Schumer, 45 years in government, Maxine Waters, 47 years in government, Patrick Leahy, 54 years, Joe Biden, 51 years, and Nasty Pelosi, 33 years. These guys are all corrupt criminals, and they all blame Trump, who's only been in government for 3 years, for problems they haven't solved for decades. Yep. For decades. I like what Clint Eastwood said. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms should be the name of a convenience store, not a government agency. Well, I told you what the head guy of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms said. He's not a firearms expert. LGBT, folks, liberty, guns, beer, and Trump. That's what LGB stands for me. That's right. Liberty, guns, beer, and Trump, and not Bud Light either. And you know, folks, the experts weren't wrong. They lied. There's a big difference. There is a big difference. So August the 31st, this guy's such a liar. He's a consummate liar. 2020, Joe Biden said, I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking, no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me. January 20th, 2021, 6 hours after being inaugurated, quid pro Joe Biden banned fracking. But the Democrats told us that Donald Trump was the liar. These people are So Charlie Kirk dug some stuff up. It's a powerful clip from Kerry Lake's attorney, Kurt Olson. He says, Maricopa's log file data shows that 11 of these signature verification workers approved 170,000 signatures at a rate of between 0 and 2.99 seconds with a 99.97% approval rating. That's not signature review, Your Honor. I hope they win. I hope they win. Look, folks, never be ashamed of claiming your rights because someone else isn't ashamed to take them from you. If you let them. And, you know, something is definitely, seriously wrong when the world is off, you know, is offended by everything but sin. Everything. You know we're in trouble. So I was talking about the Durham report here. So evidence is Obama, Biden, AG, FBI, and CIA colluded with Hillary's campaign to unleash bogus crossfire hurricane investigation on Trump. Trump declassified records the day before he left office. Biden never publicly released them. And Mar-a-Lago raid was to get them. And he did declassify them through a presidential memo. And the crossfire hurricane Russian collusion hoax, you know, record. So this is what they were after, folks. They were after that evidence. They were looking for that evidence. And don't blame the damn sheepdog for killing the wolf. Blame the wolf for threatening the flock. The guy in the subway there. He was a veteran. So don't blame the sheepdog for killing the wolf. Blame the wolf for threatening the flock. So here's fact checkers in 2023. He didn't say that. And if he did, he didn't mean it. And if he did, you don't understand it. And if you did, it's not a big deal. And if it is, it's taken out of context. And if it wasn't, others have done it. And if they haven't, at least the bad orange man is gone. That's the reality of these people. They have lost their minds totally. We've been infiltrated by an insidious group of global fascism that's taken over the whole damn planet and everybody's minds. They're pumping out these drugs into the atmosphere so that you'll be dumb and complacent. They put fluoride in your toothpaste. Yeah, keep drinking that toothpaste, folks, with fluoride in it. It will works upon the will part of the mind. And you're wondering why they're trying to program you and what they're trying to program you with? Well, now you know. It's their agendas. And their agendas are out to get you. They're not out there to protect you and me. They don't care about that. Heaven has a wall, a gate, and a strict immigration policy. Hell has open borders. I know, you think this stuff is funny, but you know what? It really isn't. And just like that, sanctuary cities don't want to be sanctuary cities anymore. That's all right. So here's what the Durham report says. The FBI is guilty. The DOJ is guilty. The IC is guilty. Comey is guilty. McCabe is guilty. Strozik is guilty. Lisa Page is guilty. FISA judge guilty. Rosenstein guilty. Chris Wray guilty. Gina Haspel guilty. Sally Yates guilty. Lisa Monaco guilty. John Carlin guilty. Michael Sussman guilty. Christopher Steele guilty. Stephen Halper guilty. Fusion GPS guilty. Mark Elias guilty, Clinton guilty, Bruce Orr guilty, Nelly Orr guilty. And guess what? They found Donald Trump innocent. That's right. So here's what an ask-hole is, A-S-K-H-O-L-E. A person who constantly asks for your advice, yet always does the opposite of what you told them. That's what an ask-hole is. And every single day, reality calls, and Joe Biden just hangs up. And I love this. I love this. Some of y'all come from the, if you quit crying, I'll buy you something generation. My generation wasn't that. We came from, if you don't quit crying, I'll give you something to cry about. That's what my parents said. Stop crying or we'll give you something to cry about. These kids today have no idea, no idea. We need to switch, folks. We need to switch our farming and our hemp fields and things like that, because cotton accounts for a quarter of all the pesticide use. They got those boll weevils, right? And other pests there. But hemp can do everything cotton does and can be grown without pesticides because it has natural defenses against pests and weeds. The bugs just get high and fall off. They fall off laughing. Not one single Democrat voted to secure the border. Not one. I got the U.S. House of Representatives here on C-SPAN. They're showing the vote here. Democrats are zero. Republicans on passing. 219 on passing on the Republicans. Nay on two. Democrats, 211. Nay. These people are crooks. The banks get bailed out. Ukraine gets bailed out. Illegals get handouts. Americans get screwed. You folks getting it yet? These are a bunch of Nazis. And they are. They are. Here's the definition of treason. You don't steal an election. Give money and weapons to the Taliban. Destroy your military. Destroy the food supply. Destroy the energy and gas. Disassemble your border. Encourage an invasion of your own country. And is not be a treasonous act against your own country and people. It is. It's treason. It's treason. Like I said, our biggest problem is that we're still trying to play by the rules. And they have no rules. Like I said, it's not my circus. It's not my monkeys here, but I definitely know the clowns. Trump was hated for exposing the truth. Tucker Carlson was hated for telling the truth. And Musk is hated for letting the truth be told, Elon Musk. Well, that's what we got happening here to us, folks. I'm drinking my Green Goddess this morning. It is wonderful. And now we're going to get into the show. And I'm going to show you some insane things that these crazy people are doing. All right. I'm in the chat room. Taking a look-see here. You folks can go up to freedomslips.com, freedomslips.com, .org, .net, or revolution.radio to take a look at our chat room here where we're posting lots of stuff. People are asking questions. I love it. I don't know about these flat earthers. I don't think the world is flat when everything else is round. Molecules, atoms, planets. Who knows? Maybe it is. Wouldn't that be something? Just saying, folks. I don't know. I'm not of that. And they're saying that there's an American flag at half-mast and upside down at the Capitol. I looked at that. I don't believe that. It's an MIA flag flying there near it. And if it was up there, it wouldn't be there for very long. And that's the only picture they have. Nobody else has another better picture. I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. That's how rumors get started and things like that. I did take a look at it. I'm looking at this new survey here. This is the mental health disaster that we've been talking about for 20 years. Psychiatrist.com reports this on the survey, and I don't give much for psychiatrists, but I did look at this study. And here are some stunning quotes. The younger generation has powered through a lot of upheaval in their short lives, but it's taken a toll on their mental health. A new survey finds that an astounding 42% of those born Between 1990 and 2010, the Gen Zs have been diagnosed with a mental health condition. And what are they saying here? They're saying, I'm still quoting, digital natives, as they are also sometimes labeled, report feeling comfortable talking about their personal struggles with someone else, especially their friends, siblings, and parents. One in five are in therapy, and nearly 60% are on some sort of medication to help manage mental health. 60%, folks, wow. And despite so many wrestling with psychological challenges, 79% of Gen Z believe their age group is best at addressing mental health. 82% of Gen Z feel baby boomers, that's the age 55 to 64, are the worst at talking about mental health. They say, we're the best at talking about mental health. Well, isn't that special? This is a skill that will stand you in good stead all your lives as you circle the drain and disappear. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, that's just some crazy stuff. Mental health, that these people need mental health already, you know. And I love this guy. This guy is wonderful. The beef company CEO, he said, I'll shut down the company before we ship a single bag with mRNA injected meat. I love it. I love it. Well, quickly but quietly, the big farm and various state governments are working to inject beef and dairy cattle with mRNA vaccines. Why do you think they're doing this, folks? Just take a minute and think about this. Do you think it's for your health? Do you think it's to keep you from getting some made-up disease that they made up and said it's a, they've unleashed on the world and, you know, said that it's deadly and all that? Why would they be putting it in everything? Because it's to kill you, okay? And the practice has been happening with pork since 2018, and beef is next on the agenda. Well, there goes my pork chops, and I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to cook the shit out of the bacon, huh, to kill all that. I'm not giving up my bacon. And Jason Nelson, who's the CEO of Whole Cows, has been watching the developments closely. His Texas company, which specializes in shelf-stable freeze-dried meat for long-term storage, has vowed to never allow gene-therapied cattle to enter the food supply through their products, plus the Liberty Daily benefits when you purchase from them through this link and the links below. Whole Cows. I think it's Whole Cow. I'm going to find the website here so anybody can support them that wants to. I'll click on this link here and it'll take me there. WholeCowsTLD.com. Whole Cows with an S. T as in Tom, L, D as in David.com. So they got a great website, high quality cooked and freeze dried beef, and they ship it in cubes to your door. It's free dried. Hey, you got to have something for your survival food. This is fantastic. And they have some different kinds too. Anyways, I just wanted you folks to know that there are people out there that won't put up with this stuff. He says, I'll shut down the company before we ship a single bag of mRNA injected meat. That's why we're growing as quickly as possible so we can achieve the buying power to produce large amounts. We're relatively small now, but we want to have a surplus of tens of thousands of bags of beef by 2024. I love it, unquote. Well, the push is for both transparency and the half, you know, and to half the push for mRNA jab beefs have hit roadblocks recently. In Missouri, a bill that would have forced labeling of beef injected with mRNA vaccines was stalled in committee. Of course they want to stall this stuff. And the bill at the center of vaccine controversy in the state of Missouri was voted down in a committee of the state's House of Representatives this week. Somebody get on. If you're in Missouri, get on those people's ass, you know, and get them to vote this through. The Missouri House Committee on Emerging Issues voted 10-4 against HB 1169 on Wednesday, effectively ending the bill's chance for passage in the current session. Get it in there again, then. Just keep trying. and among many other stipulations, the bill would have required all beef-derived Missouri cattle to include labels detailing vaccines cattle received throughout their life, and HB 1169 would also have applied to commodities produced using GMO corn and soybeans. Well, unfortunately, the Cattle and Rancher Association across the nation have ignored concerns from both consumers and producers, and currently most state rancher associations are either silent on the issue or in favor of advancing Big Pharma's agenda. Of course, that's how they make their money. That's how they get their money, and it's about a profit, remember? That's what they want, profits. They want in their pocket money. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. And they're saying their goal at Whole Cows is to give the people healthy, natural, delicious proteins they can eat today or store for decades. We can't fulfill that promise if the beef has been tainted, so we're taking every step necessary to keep the jabs away from our cattle. And it's going to be really important, folks, to stay on top of what's happening to our food supply. And many of us were surprised to realize the mRNA shots have been used in swine for several years already. Dr. McCullough said that soon cattle may get these customized MRI shots as well, which could affect both beef and dairy products. Yes, it will. If they're putting it into the beef, there goes any kind of dairy you like, whether you like cheeses, yogurts, you know, whatever the heck, you know, is, you know, your dairy product, your butters. I'm not giving up butter. I love butter. Margarine is one molecule away from butter. And there's 27 ingredients in there that they share in paint. So isn't that nice? Tell me they're not trying to kill you by the crap they're putting in the food. 27 ingredients in paint is in margarine. And they're telling you that margarine is better than butter? Hell no. Nothing is better than butter. Well, I'm not giving up my beef, not giving up my bacon. And unfortunately, for now, I strongly recommend avoiding pork products in addition to the uncertainty surrounding these untested mRNA vaccines. And pork is also very high in linoleic acid. It's a harmful omega-6 fat that drives chronic disease. Yep, that's right. Cattle ranchers will realize the danger of this mRNA platform posed to their bottom line and reject it. And if they don't, finding beef and dairy that has not been gene therapied could become quite the challenge. There's so much stuff made with dairy. So much stuff. And we love all of it. And ultimately, if you want to be free and if you want to food supply and food security, we must focus on efforts on building a decentralized system that connects communities with farmers who grow real food in sustainable ways and distribute that food locally. And the New World Order does not want you to have that. The globalists don't want you to have that. And that's why this guy, Mr. Nelson, concurs, which is why his company currently only works with local Texas ranchers. The plan is to expand to Utah or Idaho, where cattle is more likely to be protected for longer than even in Texas. And he says here, when the industry starts adopting mRNA jabs for cattle, it's going to happen quickly and the people won't be warned. We're keeping our finger on the pulse and remaining nimble so we can jump to a safe haven state when necessary. Texas is safe today, but there are risks everywhere. You know what, folks? There's no more fingers left to plug the holes in the dike. Okay, and this flood of wokeness, mRNA vaccines, which aren't in vaccines, they're gene therapy. And this is too bad. So support this company. Whole Cows offers sous vide, freeze-dried beef cubes from Whole Cow. They don't sell beef crumbles or other low-quality beef leftovers. They sell ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, premium beef cubes. Yum, I'm getting hungry. And TLD readers. All right, so Whole Cows. Let me get to this website again so I can tell you what it is. I have nothing in this other than to tell you about it. Whole Cows with an S, TID.com. Whole Cows with an S, TID.com. So there you go. Demand is high. Next shipping date is June 9th. Support them. Do what you can. They're out there to support you. They're out there making sure that your food is possibly as clean as possible. There is a movie out called The Sound of Freedom. I want you folks to start watching it. It's a true story. Jim Caviezel. I'm going to put this into the chat room. I'm sorry, The Sound of Freedom. Not The Sound. I think I said The Sound of Music. I'm listening to my head reverberate. Yeah, I did. I think I said The Sound of Music. If I didn't and I said Freedom, forgive me. It's Saturday morning, right? I'm still waking up. You know, research all night, go to sleep, think about what I'm going to say, and then I don't say anything. Well, of what I thought I was going to say. That's just how it goes. All right. So I'm posting this into the chat room for you, Sound of Freedom. It's an official trailer. Subscribe to it. You can subscribe to it for 5 friends, 10 friends, 20 friends, 2 friends. But watch it, folks. It's about child trafficking. They went and rescued. They went after this one girl in a foreign company and ended up rescuing 200 children to get them out of there. All right. I posted that into the chat room. And I think it's extremely important. Child trafficking is the number one crime on this planet, trafficking of children. And I love what James Wood said, his response to Kevin McCarthy. Because the House took action and passed the strongest border security bill in American history. So Title 42 ended on Thursday, and the border agents are expecting a rush up to 1 million illegals in a day. And this is an impeachable event. 1 million illegals in the days ahead, as Joe Biden and the DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas open the southern U.S. borders to the world. This is insane. And so Kevin McCarthy, President Biden's politics have sent a message to the world, including the cartels. The border is open. Why is the President of the United States, who's supposed to enforce our nation's law, missing in action? Well, he sent a message to the world. So actor James Wood posted the perfect response. He said, shut up and do something. Either impeach him or shut up. Just stop talking for the love of God and do something. I love it. Well, Alejandro Mayorkas, who continues to lie to the American public that the border secure should have been removed the first week Republicans took over the U.S. House of Representatives. Yeah, do something right now. There should have been articles of impeachment drawn up for Biden months ago. Well, they need to get on it. They need to do something about it. So I posted that into the chat room on freedomslips.com.net.org or I can't even remember anymore, folks. This is ridiculous. What's happening to my mind? I'm losing it. Or revolution.radio. So freedomslips.net.org or .com or revolution.radio to get into the website, to the chat room, where you can post your memes, your comments, ask questions. That's the place to do it, to reach me. Now, this is interesting. All right, tell me what you think about this. They're saying, well, the Durham report is a vindication of Trump. It's a nothing burger. It is his exoneration. And it has nothing to do with FBI negligence or their ability to follow through with participatory procedures, ensuring fidelity, whatever the hell that means, right? No, it means that Trump was right. Trump was correct. Trump was telling the truth. Trump was a victim of targeted abuse, which society has not seen. Civil rights in nature. And one more thing, Sparky. It will most likely get him reelected. Yep. If you can keep them from doing all the voter fraud here, the Durham report never indicated once where the FBI was correct or successful in any procedure or practice or protocol as to anything involving any investigation of Russian collusion as to President Trump or any election in American history. Think about that, right? Hillary Clinton is laughing her ass off. She never even got a parking ticket. She is a scofflaw. She is without peer in terms of how she has thumbed her nose at the law and order and to process. And nothing will happen to her. Nothing will come of it. Nothing. House representatives argue that the much anticipated report from the special counsel, John Durham, supports their assertion that federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies have been exploited for political purposes. You think? Aligning with their core belief is a new majority. And according to the House Representatives Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, the report reinforces what the American people already knew and believe, that individuals in the top government position sought to undermine democracy by unlawfully utilizing the power of the federal government against Donald Trump. Man, they must really hate him and they must really fear him, and they know what he can do and they already know what he's going to do. And they're going to try their damnedest to keep him from coming anywhere close to any of this stuff. Remember, I don't know if I have it here. I might. I think I do. Yeah, Lee, I agree with you. No, I might have it. Here we go. I got it. Their handpicked anonymous jury said Trump was guilty of something that wasn't rape, but happened some year she couldn't remember. So lying about being raped isn't defamation, but accusing that liar of lying is character assassination. That's what they said in their civil suit. These people are nuts. Nuts. In continuing, well, the House Republicans argue that the much anticipated report from Special Counsel John Durham supports their assertion that federal intelligence and law enforcement agencies have been exploited for political purposes. Yeah, you think, aligning with their core belief as a new majority. Yeah, okay. And according to the House Republican Conference Chairwoman, Elise Stefanik, Republican New York, the report reinforces what the American people already believe, that individuals in top government positions sought to undermine democracy by unlawfully utilizing the power of the federal government against Donald Trump. I just said that. So you have never even, you've never ever been provided one single solitary piece of evidence indicating or sustaining substantiating any Russian collusion. What did Schiff say? What did Trump call them, pencil neck or watermelon head? And I don't care if I call people names. If you all don't like it, too damn bad. It was funny. Call them pencil neck. That guy was lying like crazy. He says he has this evidence. Oh, yes, he's got evidence. He's got evidence. He's never provided a damn single thing. They're just lying their asses off. So there's not one solitary piece of evidence indicating or substantiating any Russian collusion as to the election and the history of our country on Donald Trump. Never, not once, not one solitary piece of evidence, no indicum of collusion or interference, nothing, nada. Zip, bupkis. Do you understand, hear what I'm saying, folks? Do you grasp what I'm telling you now? You have never been provided any evidence ever. Much ado about nada. Nothing will change or improve. No heads will roll. No justice secured. All to get Trump. And in 36 hours, America will return to its coma as instructed. And paraphrasing Levy, Scotus and Grutter implicitly accepted and supported troubling injustices. You know, number one, the punishment of individuals for the sake of advancing the interests of specific groups, which can lead to the unfair consequences for those who have not committed any wrongdoing. Number two, the discrimination that sometimes results in advantages for individuals who were not the victims themselves while unfairly harming others who were innocent. And number three, the granting of preferences to certain minorities who may have faced few of life's hardships, potentially disregarding the experiences of other disadvantaged individuals, and for the prejudiced treatment of both other minority groups and certain less fortunate white individuals who found themselves at a disadvantage compared to those who were favored. America loves lies. And to show you how demented we are, while the entire world is teetering on collapse, and that is not an exaggeration, some people think the story of the day is Hannity going to 8 p.m. I shit you not. And the term large language mode, LLM, refers to AI modes that have the capability to generate natural language text by leveraging vast amounts of data. Look, the AI has taken over here. We're in trouble. And these models, often built using deep neural networks like transformers, have the capacity to learn from billions or even trillions of words. And by processing and understanding this extensive data, LLMs are capable of generating coherent and contextually relevant text on a wide range of topics and domains. So you don't know what's real and what's not anymore. And this is just getting way out of hand. And they have revolutionized the field of natural language processing and are widely used for various applications, including text generation, language translation, and question answering, among others. And Jesse Waters is the opposite of AI. So let me tell you when you can freak out, folks. When AI is capable to enjoy recursive self-improvement and can write its own code, then it will be time to worry like hell. But why let it get there? Well, I don't know what we can do here, but we got to do something. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, she alleged that Ray has turned the FBI into President Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland's personal police force, and she said that the FBI has intimidated, harassed, and trapped U.S. citizens who have been deemed enemies of the Biden regime. Tell me exactly where I'm supposed to use the Japanese martial art of Kyoto archery. And what does this man's race have to do with the fact that this woman exhibited boorish behavior? You know, I don't want to get into all of this, but it's pretty damn crazy to watch what's going on. Now, I'm going to put this into the chat room. NASA claims they went to the moon in this. If you zoom in, you could see the foil, the tape, and the curtain rods. That's right. So the former head of Roscosmos says NASA did not land on the moon. Dmitry Rogozin, ex-director general of Russia's main space corporation, explained. He asked his leadership team to look into whether NASA had actually landed a dozen astronauts on the moon in the late 1960s and the early 1970s. After all, Rogozin reasoned, it was not clear to me how the United States at that level of technological development of the 60s of the last century did what they still cannot do now. Yeah. And this comes after NASA admitted they can't go to the moon again because of technology that was lost after the 1960s. What kind of technology could have been lost? Well, one of today's smartphones is more advanced than all of NASA computers combined together of the 1960s. Well, Dmitry Rogozin's investigation team found not one evidence NASA landed on the moon. Russia had the technology to see where the moon landing was and knew the specific landing site, but in real time of the moon landing, there was no photographs or documentation. Do you remember the president of that time on a landline plugged into the wall called the moon? Yeah, if you believe that, then they called the spaceship. So half a century later, there's still no evidence or photographs of any trace landings of NASA on the moon. And they say they didn't want to expose NASA as a fraud because they had good relations and Russia was scared to break international ties with NASA. With only one photo of the Earth taken by NASA in 30 years, now there are a few photographs the past 25 years, but still the photos are time-lapse photos and spliced together in sections with the same excuse because of the clouds. since the moon landings, and it's reported the one photo in existence was stripped together in pieces due to clouds. Well, today, thousands of professional photographers and editors use editing tools and can change the exposure photos. The computers can clearly see the photos on the moon, and the Earth from the 60s is cut and pasted. Even photos from the 90s of Earth are clearly computer cut and pasted. So what the hell's going on? In 50 years ago, if NASA had the technology and shuttlecraft to travel 230,000 miles away to the moon, this shuttle needed only one tank of gas and could easily supposedly travel through the Van Allen radiation belt with no problems. So, you know, who's lying to who? And they could only travel 1/1000th of the distance since 50 years ago. Back then, they had technology that was only 1/1000th as strong and capable of today's smartphone. Well, today, all evidence of Apollo 11 shuttlecraft, blueprints, original videos have been destroyed. Really? Nothing has been saved from this historic journey and records. All that remains are edited videos of the moon landing that shows three different shadows from different lighting sources. In some clips, no stars in the background. They added that later. Only one photo of Earth was made public for 50 years. So, by fact, if NASA did go to the moon 50 years ago, they would have technology and videos to this day of life traveling to Mars and beyond. But NASA can't even duplicate their Apollo 11 journey, even with the most sophisticated computers and technology to this day that is 1,000,000 times stronger than 1969. Don't believe anything, folks. These guys have all lied. All Apollo 11 equipment destroyed? Destroyed? All original videos, tapes, original blueprints? No one would ever do this destruction of a historical landmark and journey in the U.S. world history unless they were destroying evidence. Well, today you can't get a good phone service in the forest or far from the city in high terrains or canyons or the ocean. But evidently, back in 1969, you had perfect technology to speak with astronauts 150,000 miles away. And the radiation field between the Earth and the Moon is 125,000 miles thick. To this day, they don't have the technology to travel through the radiation belt. NASA astronauts, Colonel Terry Fertz, Dr. Kathleen Rubitz, and Dr. Kelly Smith, and NASA engineers say in official NASA videos that no one has gone beyond the low Earth orbit yet through the Van Allen belts of dangerous radiation. That means that no one has landed on the moon yet. Now, all three NASA employees are banned from talking to the public. These guys are trying to cover it up. So anyways, I'm going to put this into the chat room because I think you should have it. Why not? Why the hell not, right? You make up your own mind and your own decision on this. Okay, let's hope I can put it in here and it'll work. I just found it interesting, that's all. You know, more evidence, more research, more BS. You know, they're always feeding us BS. Take my info off of here. All right. Let's hope this works. Enter. Okay, there you go. We have lots of great people in our chat room, freedomslips.com.net.org or revolution.radio. Did I say that right? Like I said, folks, I can't remember anymore. Yeah, revolution.radio to get into the website. Sometimes it's hard to get in, you know. The powers that be somehow are able to block you from getting into the radio station. Just another one of them giving. All right. Michael Yon, this is war invasion. These people will later be armed, uniformed, and informed they can take your life and your property. These are the military age men that are coming over our border, folks. Folks who have followed war work for many years know that I do not write flippantly or inaccurately, and that I am careful with my words. You are at war. Lethal war. Ultimate consequence, including genocide. Michael Yon is saying, randomly pick any of my work over the past 20 years, read a dozen random dispatches, do an audit of my accuracy. Inaction now is death later. So Michael Yon is calling them out. And the law won't save anyone. Millions will leave the U.S. to survive because of what these crazy people are doing. All right, when we come back, I'm going to get into it. We're at the top of the hour. This is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind. Because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target, and what you don't know can hurt you, and where the truth is not an option, we will give you the truth here. What you do with it is up to you. We'll be right back.
I go home. People ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the unequivocal truth. DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fam. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marsal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-voloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, thank you for staying tuned, everybody. We have another hour here to go. This is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind and the Heart of the Matter, because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target. What you don't know can hurt you. And the law won't save anyone. Millions will leave the U.S. to survive. The plans to impose martial law in America will work as well as they would in Afghanistan and Iraq. What am I saying here? We are a nation of law, not men. This is the mantra of the people who make law day after day, century after century. Can we ever tire of hearing we must behave a certain way because it's the law? And not only is it the law, ignorance of it is no excuse. Since no American home can contain it all in paper volumes, ignorance of the law is in fact of life. It's a natural fact of life, excuse or not. That which we have and can't possibly know is never enough, because lawmaking and enforcement are lucrative growth industries to benefit a few at the expense of the many. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people can only exist on the local level, and then only until a superior government of the people, by the rich, for the rich, supplants it. It's not ignorance of the law that enslaves us. It's our ignorance of its origins that do so. The rich exploiters of humanity write the laws we live by and have their professional servants transcribe them into the proper jargon, jargon that makes them difficult or impossible to understand until after one has been charged with a violation that demands professional defense. How convenient for the ever-expanding law profession. There appears to be a huge conflict of interest in allowing lawyers to write any laws. They and politicians are the lapdogs of the powerful, legal guns. And statute law, which is given much more weight than divine law, traditional common law, and natural law, is mostly created by people who profit by controlling the behaviors of their ignorant and busy servants. These rich and powerful people define and control the education of their subjects, an education to convince us all we are accidental beings living lives of accidental circumstance of no particular value. No master is responsible for anything that happens in global events, by servants are responsible for their own compliant behavior. And when a servant rebels, the servant is processed through the master's just us system and locked in a cage. We call this freedom and justice because our masters tell us it's freedom and justice from the time we enter their youth indoctrination centers, and that's what they have done to America and the world today. They have their youth indoctrination centers called public school systems and the universities, and they've indoctrinated all of these people. And guaranteed a jury of your peers? The definition of peer is an ignorant person who will follow the instructions of some judge. One who knows nothing about the suppression of evidence and criminal behaviors occurring daily in the master's courts. The few who do discover this fraud become even more angry and rebellious, so their punishment becomes a most useful example to others who might not be compliant enough to make life easy for the master's administrators. We give the rebels a label to distinguish them from the compliant. We call them criminals. And a criminal is any person who violates any rule. This makes life very simple for the masters and their servants. It makes life intolerable for the non-compliant rebels who become full of anger and resentment to the point of violence against their natural enemies and the compliant servants. And the victims of violence rhetorically ask, why me? Then they demand the arrest, conviction, and punishment of the rebel. The rebel is later released to injure more servants who will demand more punishment. It's such a clever money scheme that not one in 100 ever sees it as it is. And terrorist is the name we give to rebels who see the servants of the rich as the enemies within their reach. And rebels attack and destroy them to create fear and reluctance among the survivors. We call their victims innocent because they do not receive show trials of justice for their crimes of serving the masters in rebel courts. And until the rebels decide they would rather die before they would be servants of the rich, the masters did not concern their selves, you know. Now the masters have a serious problem because their fear prevents servants from working and tithing the rich. However, when you rule the world, labor problems and economic slowdowns work out over time as people starve and kill each other. All is well that ends well. We can observe this process every day. Just look at Iraq. And the difference between the servants and the rebels is that the servants lock rebels in cages and rebels simply kill servants. Servants are caring. Rebels are barbaric. In truth, the rebels are simply too poor to afford the cages and prisoner support servants can afford. Rebels can recruit servants to become rebels, but servants cannot recruit rebels to become servants except on rare occasions, right? Well, millions of Americans are now locked in cages or were formerly locked in cages, your homes. Remember, they locked you all down. Most never wanted to serve the rich in any direct way. Those who have been released and have tried to go straight, a euphemism for serving the rich, have found it extremely difficult to do so. In any event, they have scores to settle with the servants and have much in common with these we call terrorists. As isolated as they are when in cages, they have to admire the rebellion of those called terrorists and that one person can cause destruction far beyond what we might expect of any one person. Our prisons are domestic recruitment pools for terror, and that's what's going on. And not far behind prisoners will be Native Africans, Hispanic Americans, who have scores to settle with the rich and their obedient servants, and the refusal of the masters to compensate these people for life and property taken from them and their ancestry by the masters over hundreds of years make natural rebels out of them all. Add to them the member of the radical left and the right, and we have many millions to carry out the work begun in Oklahoma City. And as you would wonder about your allegiance to the masters and look around for danger and warning, start thinking like a rebel. Just in case, folks, it's not the goal of the rebels to destroy entire cities. Yet rather, it's the goal to bankrupt the servants until they, too, rebel against the masters. And once you start thinking of how much money you can cost the enemy, you can become the far more creative than any member of Al-Qaeda. So get creative, folks. Even if you have no intention of joining the rebellion, you will be safer and better able to survive the domestic war that began years before Oklahoma City. It's already started. And the plans to impose martial law in America will work as well as they would in Afghanistan and Iraq. The servants of the rich will become loyal to the local warlords. You know, fast armies will be far too few to fight globally and domestically. And when government returns to conscription to build up their forces, recruits will be slaughtered as they stand in the lines, and millions will leave the U.S. to survive. Watch what is happening and form fifth columns to fight with the rebels against the servants of money, wherever they find them. War again becomes simple to understand. The rich against the poor. The weapons favor the rich. The numbers and strategy favor the poor. Place your bets, folks. Make your plans. The lawless are coming to power. And the law won't save anyone in the old value system, and its supporters have to go. We already know that. You know, the liberals' hidden agenda, it's just more than your guns, folks. And the impending collapse of the U.S. food supply will steal the food from your kids' tables. You know, these people, you know, that's why, you know, there's a reason why the U.S. government is so eager to disarm the American people. Well, you know why. Look, you listen to this show, you're awake. You're not woke, you're awake. And I don't know what the hell's going on with the Navy here, but this is just ridiculous. The Navy hires active duty drag queen. Well, what's next? Well, before I get to the drag queen here in a few minutes, the Navy drag queen, I have to tell you about this new revelation about Google. They have got their own Monster Muncher AI. It's called SGE, Search Generative Experience, and it's going to rip up the landscape like a giant land developer in Yellowstone. Google's AI is posed to do everything I have been warning you about. This is a new and improved shitstorm. And so here it is in a nutshell. Google will launch an AI that gives you a few paragraphs of summary whenever you use it to search. That summary will appear at the top of the page. Let's say you type in government censorship. Boom. Above all the blue entries designating websites and blogs, you'll get that summary. Not you, of course, but many people will read the summary and be satisfied they won't open up sites or blogs. As a result, huge numbers of those sites and blogs will go broke. And many people will accept what Google's AI tells them. They'll swallow Google's data and they'll accept Google as the number one content provider because all those readers only want content. That's all. They don't care about the character of the content or its truth or falsity. They want data to feed their addiction to data. And I've been dealing with that addiction ever since 2000. You know, you could probably... You know, actually writing engages the mind of the reader in multiple ways. Offering data is just one way. Everything else is called imagination. And when Google launches their AI, the world will become far more stark. There will be a wider gulf between original, independent, and official, along with a great deal of economic destruction. Do you see what they're doing? They're coming at us at every angle, and which will highlight to a much greater degree, you know, this Substack platform. You know, because they're based on the individual relationship between writers and their readers. And because the readers are willing, you know, to pay to support writers here. It's just crazy. You know, since the cave in the cave people, we've been in a war. And the war has been about imagination, whether or not it will be permitted, whether the people who use it and write on it are good or evil. You know, perhaps the most pissed off and panicked by Google's AI are the staffs and execs at sites that publish articles about computers and software. They see AI using their articles and Google summaries and putting them out of business. I sympathize. But couldn't those pros have been had seen this coming already? What did they think AI was for? It's for taking over the universe of information. And if that's the business you're in, you're going to absorb heavy blows below the belt. And dare I suggest you need crazy-ass writers who can fire up imaginations as well as poke mechanical minds. You've needed them all along. You know, whether or not it will be permitted, whether the people who use it and write on it are good or evil, he who lives by data alone will die by data. Didn't you know that? Do you see yourselves as nothing more than mechanical sources of mechanical information? Better AI? What about soul? What about juice? Fire in the mind. Do those words suggest anything to you? I don't know. All right. Well, now on to the Navy and the drag queen, right? I'm just thinking about this stuff here. So the U.S. Navy invited an active duty drag queen to be a digital ambassador as part of the recent drive to attract the most talented and diverse workforce and combat plugging recruitment. I can't believe this. Yeoman Second Class Joshua Kelly, who identifies as non-binary, was appointed as the first of five Navy digital ambassadors in the pilot program that ran from October to March. Kelly, whose stage name is Harpy Daniels, has shared his journey on TikTok and Instagram, where he describes how he began performing on board. I'm not using their pronouns. It's a man. Performing on board and become an advocate for people who were oppressed for years in the service. From joining to 2016 and being able to share my drag experience on my off time with my fellow sailors has been a blessing. This is disgusting. Well, why stop there? The Marines need more recruits too, right? I suggest they launch a search for a chronic, I'm not even going to say this word. He or she won't have to be a member of the Marines. Anybody would do, a student at Stanford Law, local TV news anchor, bank teller. I want to thank the Marines for giving me the opportunity to blank in public and bring in new recruits to defend our country. The word starts with an M and ends with a T and has a T-U in the middle of it and a B. You figure it out. I used to be on a baseball team called the Master Batters. So, female baseball team. So you figure out that word. I'm waiting for Hollywood blockbuster starring a detachment of transgender soldiers who took out the last Japanese bunker or two on Iwo Jima. No one knew until now. They had no balls. But they had huge balls. The Arlington National Cemetery will soon be retrofitted with separate sections for grave markers representing 56 genders. I mean, this has gone crazy, folks. I'm tired of this stuff. So, America's new woke religion. Now, you think that that can't be true and it's not happening? Well, it is happening. And have you seen the light yet? As Christianity has declined in the United States, other faiths have moved quickly to fill the void. Witchcraft, Satanism have both experienced in rich years. But the main Christianity's rival in the U.S. is neither one of them. Today, woke ideology and the backlash to it are constantly in the news. And our politicians are defined by their adherence to it. Virtually all of our corporations are very careful to show public submission to it. Many of our entertainers have become rabid proponents for it. And our public schools are being transformed into indoctrination centers for the cause. Yep. And as a result, we now have millions upon millions of young people that have a remarkably consistent set of core values. And unfortunately, those core values are pretty much the opposite of the core values of the people that once founded this country. They're opposite to mine, to my core values. And throughout much of our history, most Americans have derived their core values from religion. And that is still true today because your faith carries you, right? Whatever your faith is, you see, the truth is that there is much that is religion in the woke movement. It has its own rituals, its own practice, its own flags, its own songs, mantras, gathering, and evangelists. Well, they stole the rainbow. That was God's promise not to flood the earth again in the Bible for the sodomites and the pedophiles over there in Sodom and Gomorrah and the rest of the planet. That's what the rainbow was for in the Bible. Just saying, okay? So, of course, there are also heretics in cancel culture. And that's emerged as a way to punish those heretics. And in this new environment, either you will be awakened willingly or you will suffer the consequences. You know, I really like how Michael Vlahos described the new national church that is now evolving all around the world. Here's what he said, quote, "What does it mean to be woke? First and foremost, woke is a religious signal that you have heard the good news and seen the light. Awakening means both witnessing revealed truth and experiencing spiritual transformation. Today, this has taken form as a collective enunciation of a new national church, reformed and transformed to replace the original American sect, which is wicked and corrupted. In simple, practical terms, the Church of Wokes is pledged to the destruction of racism, patriarchy, heteronormativity, you know. And in the woke religion, Christian beliefs about justice and truth are supplanted with contemporary doctrines of equality, LGBT plus, Q plus, aggressive feminism, anti-capitalism, cultural shame, historical national sin, legacy guilt, claims of privilege, intersectionality, whatever that hell means, microaggressions, critical race beliefs, BLM, compelled speech, and inclusion of all self-identities, but there's no tolerance for those who challenge the woke faith. The woke spirit takes a young person who desires to do good and shifts them into a hating machine of angry, bitter person. And let me ask you a question here. If you encounter an angry person in the street demanding that you change your ways, is that individual more likely to be a Christian preacher or a radical woke activist? I think we all know the answer to that. And many of those that are woke believe their gospel was a fervor that would make the most extreme Islamic jihadists blush. That's right. These people are crazy. And according to Vivek Ramaswamy, he's a presidential runner, we have now reached a point where wokeness actually, quote, meets the Supreme Court test for religion. Unbelievable. Wokeness has become so pervasive across American institutions, from schools to corporations, that author Vivek Ramaswamy argues it meets the Supreme Court test for religion. And wokeness is a secular religion. It isn't a religion based on God. It isn't a religion that offers a path to redemption, but it is a secular religion nonetheless. Wow. So what we're witnessing is a shift of seismic proportions. And over the past few years, unprecedented numbers of Americans have either switched to a new faith or have decided it's time to walk away from religion completely. And among those who have made the switch, approximately 30% say that it was due to negative religious teachings about or treatments of LGBTQ plus people. And of course, support for the LGBTQ plus agenda is one of the core tenets of the new woke religion. And once June starts, the entire company will be spending an entire month conducting gatherings, parades, and celebrations to show how fervently they support Pride Month. Pride Month in June. They've hijacked June. You know, and so the transformation of America is virtually complete. Our entire society has been turned completely upside down. And if we stay on the path that we are currently on, there is not going to be a future for our nation. And at this point, the environment in the U.S. has become so extreme that we're not even allowed to have a debate about such things. There shall be no deviating from the new orthodoxy, and those that attempt to do so are likely to get brutally canceled. This is crazy, 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 and yet we're right here in the middle of it, okay? All right, so now talking about the U.S. debt ceiling, it's smoke and mirror circus, and it's definitely the time to bring out the clowns, as MSM and much of the blogster fear are obsessed by the U.S. debt ceiling smoke and mirror circus that's being used as an excuse to explain potential market outcomes from a crash upwards. There's always a crash coming, and if the market soars, then no problem, it will soar because the debt ceiling positive developments, whether up or down, it will all be as a consequence of the debt ceiling. I've watched this circus take place every couple of years over the decades, and it is just circus act for the Republicans and the Democrats to prance around in front of the media and smoke and mirrors TV show to remind the masses that they have all of the power, and so if they choose, you know, so what if they choose to nuke the economy? You know, and the circus always tends to get resolved at the last minute with both sides claiming victory. So they're going to print more money to the moon. And the debt limit is supposed to be $31 trillion. So how come it's being reported as $31.4 trillion? Debt glass ceiling. That's right. I mean, these people have just lost it. Now they're calling for people to be killed, white people. They're saying it's now time for white people. And this is what this bitch says, okay? I'm going to call her a bitch because she is. The CDC boss, white people must die. Replacing unvaccinated whites with vaccinated aliens is safer. Yeah, you believe that one? I thought they kicked her out. I don't know why she's still there. But, you know, that's what they say. Well, so the top Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Victoria Nuland, I believe, elites should get rid of all the whites in the United States and replace them with immigrants to reduce the number of people who refuse vaccinations. So Carol Baker, that's who it was, I'm sorry. Carol Baker was caught on film describing what she calls a solution during the archiving childhood vaccine success in the U.S. panel discussion sponsored by the National Meningitis Association in New York. Is anyone really surprised that Bill Gates from hell connected CDC official is openly suggesting depopulating America of white people who don't cooperate with the elite's vaccine agenda? Well, that's what they want. So they want to get rid of all the whites in the United States and replace them with immigrants to reduce the number of people who refuse vaccines. It's just getting worse. It's not getting any better. And there's a secret audio recording revealing how hospitals were turned into COVID killing fields. So these are shocking, horrifying details. And the secret audio recording that reveals how hospitals were turned into COVID killing fields where patients were literally exterminated for profit. I'm going to post this into the chat room. You guys can go and watch this video if you want. Hopefully it will post. We're going to try it here. Okay, there it is. Pretty heavy stuff, folks. I mean, it's out there. It's out there. And our economic arrogance will be our undoing. Think seriously for a moment about what we're told about inflation over the last 2 years. And as everybody knows, both the government and the Federal Reserve swore up and down to us that inflation was going to be transitory, and they were, of course, dead wrong. And this whole incoherent prognostication will be filed next to Ben Bernanke's subprime is contained statement as one of the all-time worst pieces of financial and monetary analysis provided by those who are supposed to have mastery of the subject at a consequential time ever. And putting aside whether or not the Fed is nefarious or simply incompetent, is far more alarming is that we continue to ascribe credibility and relevance to the same people who not only seem to have poor understanding of the basics of economics, but also willingness to either put their stupidity on display or lie to the public with a straight face, and which is why I feel I can confidently declare exactly which prediction we're getting from the Fed and the Treasury that will turn out to be dead wrong. You know, and the idea that we are not headed at warp speed headfirst into a recession. And Yellen says, I'm not anticipating a downturn in the economy. Really? What the hell's the matter with her? You know, and as recently as last month, Janet Yellen was out telling the world that she didn't anticipate a recession. The economy is obviously performing exceptionally well with continued solid job creation. What a bunch of BS. Inflation gradually moving down, robust consumer spending. I'm not into, yeah, well, that's a lovely thought, Janet, but you're likely going to be proven dead wrong in the short order. Well, the recession fears abound, but the Fed chair bets this time is different. It's not any different when you look at the graphs, when you look at all of this stuff. It's disgusting on all of it. Well, what are you going to do? You better protect your money if you have any. All right, what happened to 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate? It's missing from a train in California. 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate used as a fertilizer, but also in explosives, are missing from a rail shipment that was due to arrive in California from Wyoming. So a rail car loaded with 30 tons of chemical left Cheyenne, Wyoming on April 12th. The car was found to be empty after it arrived 2 weeks later at a rail stop in Mojave Desert, according to a short incident report from the explosives firm that made the shipment. The company Dyno Noble made the report May 10th to the Federal National Response Center. The report also appeared last week in the NRC database. It believes the material transported in pellet form in a covered hopper car similar to those used to ship coal fell from the car on the way to the rail siding called Salt Dale, about 30 miles from the town of Mojave in eastern Kern County. Yeah, it just fell out. Okay. Well, ammonium nitrate was the explosive in the massive bomb used in the Oklahoma City terror attack. That's what they're saying, but it wasn't. It was also the substance that caused the deadly explosion in the warehouse in the Port Beirut, Lebanon in 2020. They're saying foul play is not suspected yet. Really? It's missing? You don't know where it is? You don't know where it fell off? How could it fall off? Would the rail car be on its side? I mean, I have questions. I have questions, and they're not being answered. So, all right. Are the feds running an insurrection to overthrow America, you think? And the real insurrection against America is being run by a rogue, unselected federal government that considers we the people to be its enemies. And the Patriot Front group that marches around with white masks and American flags is obviously almost comically just a bunch of FBI agents and recruits dressed up as patriots, thereby projecting the appearance of a militant patriot group so that the FBI could continue to justify its own pathetic, corrupt existence. But when true patriots try to peacefully stand against a rigged election on January 6th, they were arrested and charged with a litany of felony crimes and one of the most outrageous abuses of prosecutorial discretion this nation has ever witnessed. Yep. And it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting all the way around. And the real insurrection of America is being run by these people. You know? It's so out of control. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. So what are we going to do about it? And when true patriots tried to peacefully stand against a rigged election on January 6th, they were arrested and charged with a litany of felony crimes. Like I said, one of the most outrageous abuses of prosecutorial discretion this nation has ever witnessed. This is an emergency wake-up call for how far America has fallen from the true freedom and justice, and your government is running the domestic terrorism. And it's now clear that the energy infrastructure explosions, power grid attacks, and food infrastructure sabotage are all carried out by government-run black ops groups. And the domestic terrorism taking place across America right now is being inflicted upon the American people by the government itself. And they are doing it to maintain power while declaring endless emergencies to grant themselves even more dictatorial control over our lives. And the next step is going to be engineered currency collapses likely followed by a financial catastrophe involving banks, businesses, real estate, pensions, and more. And this is their recipe for tyranny. Cause chaos and use it to shore up even more powerful in the hands of the corrupt authoritarian tyrants. They are also increasing targeting free speech with their contrived disinformation units that demand the blacklisting and deplatforming of content channels, websites, or personalities that state despises. I don't know how to frame this any better than what I'm about to say. Okay? Because we are living under a runaway tyranny carried out by utterly evil, nefarious individuals who barely qualify as human, and their appetite for power and destruction can never be satisfied. Never. They will destroy, mutilate, terrorize, devastate our entire society if they remain in power. And they currently control the media, the federal government, big tech, big pharma, universities, pop culture, and the banks too. And if you don't bow down to their sickening agendas, which now include celebrating the medical mutilations of young children, you will be cut off from the banking, speech, careers, and government-run licensure of any kind. And their next big play, CBDCs, that's the centralized banking digital currency. With full surveillance and control over your money, this will be the final nail in the coffin of human freedom. So why are the feds running the terror camps in America? And why is the FBI contractor ran fake identities to infiltrate vaccine skeptics group? And fake news giant WashPost won't return Pulitzer Award on fabricated news about Trump and Russia. Yeah, they should return it. The Washington Post should get back their Pulitzer. It was based on fraud. Wherever fraud is attached, it nullifies, vitiates, and abrogates the most solemn of contracts, our oaths, top banks linked to Jeffrey Epstein's child trafficking, but they won't allow gun purchase charges on credit cards. And you've got transgenders demand you read their minds to determine what pronoun they pretend to be today. And you have a French author and feminist facing criminal charges for misgendering. Yeah. I mean, come on. This stuff is just out of control. This is what's before us. I mean, do you believe this stuff? This is the stuff I have to report on. There's really more really important things that I really want to talk about, but I can't seem to get away from this stuff. It's just in our face on a daily basis, you know? Well, Trump is a master. He beat them on their own turf. The CNN Trump town hall interview, I'm posting this back into the chat room because people wanted to see it and they didn't know how to get it. So I am posting this into the chat room. It's the Trump CNN interview where he annihilates this woman. He called her a nasty person. He says, "You're a nasty person." I'm loving it. You beat them on their own turf. So I'm posting that into the chat room at freedomslips.com.net.org or revolution.radio. Okay. There you go. I know it all will pass, Flippy, but still at the time that it's happening, you know? It's just that we have to deal with this stuff. I mean, I don't know. You hear me rant and rave all the time. And you say, well, how come you haven't done anything? Oh, I've done lots, honey. I have done so much already that I'm not getting involved anymore. You know, my time to do all this stuff is over. But I can still do the radio show. I can still give you this information that you're going to have. Okay? Yes, they were, Lee. They were wearing Trump MAGA hats and t-shirts. They looked like patriots. You know, the feds are running the insurrection to overthrow America, and the real insurrection against America is being run by a rogue, unelected federal government that considers we the people to be its enemies. And the Patriot Front group that marches around with white masks and American flags is obviously almost comically just a bunch of FBI agents and recruits dressed up as patriots, yes, and thereby projecting the appearance of a militant patriot group so the FBI can continue to justify its own pathetic, corrupt existence. But when true patriots try to peacefully stand against a rigged election on January 6th, they were arrested and charged with a litany of felony crimes and one of the most outrageous abuses of prosecutorial discretion this nation has ever witnessed. So, what are we going to do about it? Got to do something about it. They got the one guy out, the shaman. But there's a bunch of other people still sitting in there, and there's no reason for it. Especially in America, where you have the, you know, innocent until proven guilty, then why are they sitting uncharged in a cell? And why are people letting them get away with it? I don't know. You need to get as much supplies as you can, folks. Everything that you can possibly get in store, because you can always eat it and use it on a rotating basis, where you're eating some of it and replacing it until you can't replace it anymore. Before you eat it all up, make sure you replace it first and then eat the excess. Because if you can't get it again, then you can't get it again. Well, we don't have very many minutes left, and I don't have much to get to, and I got a lot I want to get to, but there is a full-scale invasion. and overthrow of America. It's going just as the freedom-hating globalists planned, with nothing but lies coming from pure evil U.S. government and MSM about our border. And oh no, not another subject about our border or about Biden. Really, it's actually about how bad the lies are regarding them both, and better said, about the one's lies concerning the other. If you want to know how to get rid of ants in your yard, I'm going to tell you how to get rid of ants. The system works on a basis that ants are colony, led by one queen, and do not like competition for resources. So here's how you eliminate. Take one shovelful of anthill from one colony and deposit on another. Repeat as many times as needed to make sure a shovelful of competing colony is dumped on each anthill. Then watch as the soldiers march off to war and attack the sources of the invasion. Ants work by chemical tracers, and they seem to recognize the enemy trails and know where to go and work their magic. And the wars get very ferocious, and bits and pieces of slaughtered enemy ants will be evident all over the place. Well, keep that analogy in mind as we continue, okay? No chemicals, no poisons, no deep digging, with just simple shovel of loose dirt from one hill to another. That's how you take care of anthills. And after a couple of 3 days, the war is over, and all of the anthills have depopulated the enemy's fortification. They've killed each other, basically. The border invasion was a plan to destabilize America. Its proceeding is full steam ahead. There's a short video from InfoWars, Unrestricted Warfare by the Communist Chinese People's Liberation Army, where they say that the only way for the Communist Chinese to defeat the U.S. is by using several levels of unconventional warfare, because direct military confrontation could not succeed. Yeah, we're very powerful. And as we pointed out, folks, how evil the traitorous Biden family criminal cabal is, and how the Communist Chinese PLA has complete control over the United States and the massive treason of so many of our agencies. They are waging war against every single American. And as the American way of life has come to an end, and there is no way to recover it now, there isn't, folks. We're just not going to happen. We can, and the 4th of July is coming up, and I don't know what kind of celebration of independence we're going to have, because we can thank the Democrat Party and the Rhino Repubs for their service to the Communist Chinese PLA, spurned on by the elitist major bankers and the industrialists that own and actually run things. Think CFR, who install our presidents, no matter who actually would win. The faked elections, they're all faked. Joey Dementia did not even get half of the supposed votes they claim. And all of these demon rats and liberals on TV saying that he got more votes than anybody, than Obama and Trump, BS. And when we take a step back, we can see that those evil creatures are doing. Yes, the massive propaganda they produce makes ferreting out the truth often difficult, but it can be done, and we do it. And now I've run out of conspiracy theories, because they've all come true, damn it. And this border invasion, this plan to destabilize America, like I said, is proceeding full steam ahead. The old steam engines, whether locomotives or ocean-going ships, use a lot of heat to produce the steam used to power the machines up the hills, across the continents, and over the oceans of waves. And full steam ahead is the phrase used to indicate that they are at maximum potential power levels to accomplish their goal. It is the same thing with the various evil secret societies and their goal of crushing mountains of resistance and oceans of people to meet their very destructive ends. And the more common theory of why so many military-aged men are illegally invading this nation is often stated as replacement migration. They're going to replace you. And as an offset to the declining birth rates and lower productivity levels we have been witnessing the past few decades. And there's a report, yes, there's a report from 2001 by the United Nations, and it's titled, are you ready? Replacement Migration. It is a solution to the declining and aging populations. Wow. And looking at that section that covers the United States, to discuss various scenarios of how the declining birth rate and longer life expectancy would make the potential support ratio valid for keeping up all of the retired civil employees and retired Social Security payments to all the rest of us. They have a lot of charts and graphs to make it look like the so official and present a reason to make a huge increase in the immigration numbers to compensate. Plus the fact that those living south of the U.S. still have a higher birth rate they assume that replacement populations will keep them and their power structure functioning nicely. There is one major problem with all of that. The UN is also peopled by those in the New World Order that are pushing for massive population reduction all over the world, as the Deagle report has shown. First, they want to reduce the population. Then they want to increase it with their own illegals over you, get rid of you, replace it with third world people that are uneducated. And the population of the U.S. in 2017 was listed as almost 316 and a half a million, while today it's listed at over 331 million inhabitants. Well, what happened? The population of the United States is supposed to end up at less than 100 million by 2025, less than 100 million. That means they're going to get rid of a couple hundred million people. And that is severely percent reduction using the 2017 numbers. So how does that square with the idea of a support ratio being maintained by massive importation of new slave workers? It doesn't, to be blunt, not at all. Not in any crazy dream is it even possible. And with all of that, we haven't even begun to factor in the destruction of our fertility rates, the massive deaths caused by the biological warfare agents pushed on us by the very people we're supposed to trust with preventing such a thing. Well, and as a side note, the epicenters of slaughter to accomplish that feat is nested primarily in the U.S., the U.K., and Germany, so as to push for nuke war with Russia heats up. Please keep that little tidbit in mind, since China is scheduled for a decline of about 2.3%. That gives a good indication of who our masters are as well. Yeah, right. One shovel full of anthill here, none over there. This past February, New York posted that the number of single Chinese military-aged men among the criminal invading army coming over our southern border has skyrocketed by over 700% compared to the same period a year later. So how's that square with the unconventional and unrestricted warfare? Well, one great sign of a pathological liar is the inability to keep stories straight. Just to jump from one lie to another with complete abandon without even acknowledging what lies were told. And as Title 42 expired, DHS Secretary Mayorkas went from claiming that all migrants are gone from the southern border to pledging more pathways in the U.S. for the invading army of criminal invaders, to get in with. They all talk about a day long. They talk all day long, basically, about their plans to bring America down, destroy the economy, bankrupt white businessmen, and create equality and fairness by turning America into socialist, Marxist, communist country. So their plan is to actually, it's simple, get everyone possible in America on welfare, food stamps, and 100 other government welfare programs. Get so many on the government dole that the economy is overwhelmed, destroyed, and collapses under the weight of the exploding national debt. And they're well on their way to get that goal, with one major exception. The real plan is to destroy most of the population of our people in that process, or in the war that their overlords, the New World Order, were planning on. And at that time, I'm not sure many even had an idea that that was the real case. What we're seeing is Cloward Piven updated for 2023. It's the planned elimination of the USA as a viable entity, and we get the front row seats to watch it happen right before our eyes. Not even the Texas National Guard installing concertina razor wire seems to be slowing the flow of criminal invaders and the literal military invasion of our once great nation. And our government is working alongside the drug cartels and communist China, and not only importing fentanyl and other deadly drugs as we, but also importing criminal invaders to destroy this nation. And I really have a difficult time realizing the reality of this evil situation. But as we get closer to the final end times days, that's to be expected. And I cannot, China is working with our government to destroy us. But the circumstantial evidence is so overwhelming that it cannot be ignored any longer. And the evil left, as personified by Biden and operated through the Queen Aunt by Satan himself, operating as the Rothschilds, as the D. Rothschilds' world empire is shoveling enemy anthill dirt on us as fast as they can, and we're in reality are in the actual and deadly war, not just that the nukes are ready to fly in Eastern Europe, but on our own home ground as the evil Satanists of this world destroy this one great, proud, and free nation. And may God bless us all. We really need that blessing to survive the looming apocalypse, which is surely coming rapidly. I have drinking my green goddess. Now I'm ready to let it rip the last few minutes here. The betrayal, the deceit, the lying, the intentional and coordinated effort to destroy America has entered its final stage, and the collective replacement of remnant people responsible for country's prosperity and upkeep by people that have no such knowledge, skills, or ability to perform and carry out similar societal functions is 100% suicide for that country, and it makes no difference which country it is. Americans have been turned into blind, subservient, hypnotized, checked out, indifferent zombies who seemingly are now in light of ongoing events witnessing the wholesale destruction of this country with little, if any, concern whatsoever to their future or cost of such stupendous lack of awareness other than staying the course of tenacity clinging to and maintaining their own brainwashed state of existence. Wow. Because that's what's going on. I don't have time to get into this full story, but official report, ventilators killed nearly all COVID patients. The nurses are blowing the lid here. And the new analysis suggests that the COVID-19 patients who died in hospitals during the early phase of the pandemic, the plandemic, were killed as a direct result of being put on the ventilator. We know this. All the evidence is now coming out. So while COVID may have put these patients in the hospital, it was actually a secondary infection brought on by the use of the mechanical ventilator that caused their deaths. Like I said, I'm not going to get into this right now. I have too much to go through. And there's a storm warning coming here, folks. You know, this is the future you've been waiting for, one that you won't likely live to see. We know this. The picture's all too familiar to you. The exhilarating hopes of humankind are embodied in this incredibly complex machine as it is majestically lifts off the launch pad. In real life, humans have learned to shoot for the stars, but all too often lately, this thrilling scene ends in premature disaster as the rocket explodes in a fantastic burst of colored smoke and thunderous sound, smashing dreams of grandiose glory in a pile of smoldering wreckage scattered across a gloomy landscape. Dreams dashed, hope shattered, the future blunted by someone's carelessly imprudent miscalculation. And usually it takes years to find out that the original reason for the launch was bogus in the first place. And all this takes place in the darkening shadow of innocent children and well-toned athletes ripped from the prime of life, dropping dead in inconvenient places because of the actions of humanity's most notable professions, doctors, who have been persuaded to kill their patients for a dream that isn't there, but for a cold, hard cash that is. Now, I can't go on because we have more. Well, we only have a few minutes left, and I do want to save this, I guess, for next week. I'm going to have to. Nothing else I can do about it here. Folks, we are in a terrible situation, and we have to do something about it right now. And if we don't, there isn't going to be anything left. What are you willing to do? Are you willing to make a stand? Are you willing to do something? We have to do something. We can't do nothing. So thank you all for listening. I really appreciated it. This is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind and the Heart of the Matter. We have huge hail hammers Texas while regions of Canada incinerate over 100 unprecedented early season wildfires. What's wrong with this picture? Extreme weather, whiplash, scenarios of devastating ecosystems, societies, and food supplies, making it all worse, folks. Go up to geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org, and see what's going on here, folks, because they're out to get us. They're out to kill us all. This is Ivy West with Voices on the Wind and the Heart of the Matter, because if your head's in the sand, your tail's a target. And where the truth is not an option, have a great week. We'll see y'all next week. Stay safe. Be prepared, folks. And don't believe the government. They're not there to help you.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune into us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Science.